Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're in Daf Chav Dalet of Masech Tzvachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include the source for the Mishnah's halacha of Omer al gabei kelim, al gabei hema, al gabei ragli chaveri pasul. If during the avodah the kohen was standing either on a utensil or on an animal or on the feet of another person, this constitutes a chatzitza, a separation between the kohen's feet and the ritzbah, the floor of the azar, and therefore the avodah becomes disqualified. The machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham regarding Kabbalah b'smoil, if a kohen received the blood of a carbon into a kli sharis with his left hand, is the avodah kosher or pasul. And the machlekes regarding nesina b'smoil, if the kohen smeared the blood of a carbon chatas onto the mizbeach with his left hand, is the avodah kosher or pasul. The machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham regarding zrika b'smoil, if the kohen sprinkled the blood of other carbonas with his left hand, is the avodah kosher or pasul. The three sources for yamin that the avodah must be done with the right hand. All agree that kamokim shenema etzba or yad ina el yamin. Wherever the pasuk uses the word etzba or yad, the right hand is required. However, there is a machlekes whether the word kahuna also means yamin or not. The sources for yamin regarding koimitz, the kiddush koimitz. In the karban mincha, the kohen removes a portion of the flour and oil and places it into a kli sharis only with his right hand, but not with his left hand.